Hello and welcome again. This is the Issues of Life. I'm your host, Pastor Kelvin Muhammad, and I'm so glad that you are with us today. I greet you in the name of our King, in the name of our Savior, in the name of our friend. His name is Jesus. And I declare that He loves you and He cares for you. We want to welcome you to be with us at Apostolic City Church. We are located in Coover, upstairs Royal Castle, Southern Main Road, Coover. And we have two meetings this morning. One is at 8 a.m. and our second is at 10:30. You can call us at 636-1307. I'm reading in the Word of God today. The Bible tells us in the book of John, chapter 9, verse 1, "Now as Jesus passed by, He saw a man who was blind from birth. And His disciples asked Him, saying, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?' Jesus answered, 'Neither this man nor his parents sin, but that the works of God should be revealed in him.'" Too often we have focused on the man who was born blind, and we have focused on his blindness. We have preached on his blindness. We have preached against his blindness. And we have focused so much on the sin of the blind man, we've forgotten that the blind man needs to be empowered so that he may receive his sight. I declare to you, my friends, that God's emphasis is not so much on the blindness of the man, but on restoring his sight. We have focused so much on why the man is blind, and why are there problems in the world, and why should I have this problem in my life, and why am I, as it were, beset by this problem in life? Why is it that I've received the bad end of the stick in life, and why are things happening to me the way it's happening to me, and why is it happening to me and not someone else? And you know, the thing about it, you can spend the rest of your life arguing and wondering why it has happened to you, and forget that what really needs to happen is that you need to receive your sight. And the thing about it is that Jesus says, listen, I'm not going to give you an explanation why this has happened or why this has not happened. I'm telling you today that what I am about is restoring your sight. Because you see, have you considered the fact, my friends, that there are some situations that are occurring in the earth so that God may get glory out of it, so that God may show his power through it? Have you considered that the man who is hungry may never know that God can supply his needs unless he was hungry? Have you considered that the man who was sick may never know God as a healer unless he was first sick? Have we considered that you would never know that God is a problem solver unless you've had a problem? And perhaps we need to look at the flip side of our situation, and we need to understand that this situation is a situation where God can get his glory from it, where God can show that he's good to you, where God can show that he's a God of love and a God of mercy and a God of compassion. And the disciples asked the question that we may be asking: who has sinned, this man or his parents? Tell us, what's really going on here? And for too often we have focused on the sin of the blind man, and am I this way because of my parents, or am I this way because of some crime that has been committed in my family? And we've forgotten that these things have happened for the glory of God. Somewhere along the line, we're going to have to stop blaming people. And we're going to have to start taking responsibility for our own actions. It doesn't matter if you have 10 generations of alcoholics in your family. You do not have to be an alcoholic. You can stop right now and say, listen, I am not going to live. I'm not going to go down that way and live the kind of life that they live. I'm going to be different. You see, my friends, at some point Jesus walks into your life and he says, okay, now we can either focus on problems or we can focus on solutions. And I want you right now to consider that I have come into your life, Jesus says, so that your sight may be restored. So that your sight may be restored. What is interesting to me is that Jesus spits in the ground. He spits into the dirt, and the King James Version uses majestic language. It says he anoints his eyes, and then he goes washing. He washes in the pool of Siloam, and as he washes in the pool of Siloam, sight comes back to him. It occurs to me that Jesus spits into the very thing that is binding you. He spits into your bondage. He spits into the dirt. Jesus uses ordinary things to bring back your sight. He uses things like spit, things like dirt, even things that are socially unacceptable, things that are ordinary, things that people walk on, things that people despise. And Jesus uses things that are ordinary and even things that is despised to rub it in your eyes so that you may receive sight. You know, oftentimes the things that we consider ordinary and the things that we consider not important are the very things that God uses to bring sight and to bring healing and to bring restoration to you. And I declare to you, my friends, that this program may seem ordinary to you. This voice may seem ordinary to you. This, what you're hearing on this station may sound ordinary, but it may be the very thing that will set you free. Because God uses ordinary, mundane, even contemptible things to cause our eyes to see. And you know the truth about it is that it is only when the dust is rubbing our eyes and we truly see who we really are. We understand that, you know, listen to me, my vision is murky. My vision is not as it should be. Only as we really see the dirt, then can we really go and wash in the pool of Siloam that we may be healed today. And there are lots of us who really need to see our true condition. There are lots of us who really need to see what is our present situation. And it is only when the dust is rubbed into our eyes, then we can really understand, hey, I need to be washed. I need to be cleansed. And I pray today that God will cause you to see yourself. I pray that He will cause you to see the dirt. You know, the Bible says that man was formed from the dust of the earth. He was formed from the dust. And so often we say, thus thou art, and to thus thou shalt return. And he's formed from the dust of the earth. But look what he does. He's formed from the dust of the earth. And then the Bible says that God created man in his own image and likeness. So there's a part of you that's formed and there's a part of you that's created. And what needs to happen is that the man who was formed, the dust man, needs to see the man who was created. And if ever you see the man that you created, you will walk out of your dust and you will walk into the realm that God created you to be. You see, you are not created to be sick. You're created to be made whole. You're not created to suffer and to be poor and to live a miserable life. You're created in the image and likeness of God. God loves you. Jesus steps down into the dust of the woman caught in the act of adultery, and he writes on in that dust. He writes, forgiven. He writes, I love you. He writes, I give you the power to live above this adulterous relationship. Jesus is stepping down into our dust. For some of us, he's literally spitting in the dust, and he's saying, listen, your problem is not as big as you thought. Your problem is not as insurmountable as you thought. I can take this very thing and heal you. I can restore you. For some of us, he's writing in the dust nature of our lives, and he's coming down into your dirt. Jesus comes down in your dirt. He comes down into the very place that you feel like dirt. He's coming down into the place that you feel nobody can love me there. He's coming down to the very place that the Pharisees want to stone you, because remember, the woman caught in the act of adultery, the Pharisees were ready to throw stones at her and kill her. But Jesus comes down into the very place that condemns you, and he begins to write a message of love and forgiveness and healing and restoration. Don't you understand how much God loves you? Don't you understand how much he wants to heal you? Don't you understand he wants to give you back your sight? And while we are arguing about whose fault it is that we're blind and whose fault it is that we're in our present condition, listen, I want you to focus your energy on getting back your sight right now. I want you to focus your energies on receiving vision and receiving healing and restoration for your family right now, because that is where God is focusing his energies and his attention, on restoring you and giving you back your sight and giving you back full restoration in his name. God wants to restore you. He wants to give you back His peace. He wants to give you back his love and his loving kindness. Right now he's coming. He's coming right in the dust. Right where, and some people literally feel like, if goodness, I'm in the dust. Some people are literally biting the dust. You are walking in the dust. You're living a life of misery and a life of, you can't see your way. The dust is blowing in your eyes. God is coming right now into your dust. He's coming right into that place. He's spitting into the thing. Jesus looks at your enemies and he spits at them. Jesus looks at the things that's trying to hold you and he spits at them. That's how contemptible they are in his sight. Because as far as he's concerned, it is no big thing. He can heal you. He can restore you. You see, my friends, you see, the man born blind is really us. There's a man that's born blind and that's us. But God wants us to move from the man that's born blind to the man that's seeing. The book of James tells us that we look into a mirror. We look into the mirror and we see another man. We see the man, we see an image of a man that we were born to be. And if ever you see the image of the man, you know, when you look into the natural mirror, you fix your face, you fix your hair. But this mirror is the mirror of God's word. And when you look into the mirror of God's word, you see a picture of a man you're really born to be. Have you ever thought to yourself, listen, there's somebody inside of me that hasn't shown himself as yet. I am better than what people see of me. My perception of me is not what others see of me. And really, I need to release and to reveal this man that I'm born to be. You may be in prison today. You may be not in prison behind physical bars, but you may be in prison by fear and in prison by people's condemnation of you and people's opinions of you. Look into the mirror of God's word today. You were created to be better than the man you are right now. And God wants us to see that man. And as we see that man, we can become the man that we are born to be. And when you see the man that you're really born to be, the Genesis man, remember the man God created in Genesis, he created him in his own image and in his own likeness. And that man has authority and that man has power and that man has victory and that man has the power to rule his family. God created you, brother, to be able to rule your family and to conduct the business of your life successfully. And if ever you see the man that you're born to be, then you will become the man that you're born to be. It's not by doing, it's by beholding. You see, God shows us ourselves. He shows us. This is what he does. He gives us a vision of who we are. And if ever you get the vision of who you are, you will stop being the man that you are right now. The only reason you are not living at a higher level is because you're not seeing the man that you're born to be. And understand what God does. He removes blindness. The problem, my friends, the problem is not lack of money. The problem is not lack of resources. The problem is blindness. And that's why Jesus comes to heal the blind man. And I say to you, my friends, if ever you can see more than you're seeing right now, you will do more than you're doing right now. If ever you can see more than you're seeing right now, you will go further than you are right now. The problem is not so much that I don't have the right connections. No. The problem is blindness. Because what you see is really what you get in this context. If you see it, you can have it. If you see it, you can become it. And James says, look into the river of the word of God. Because the word of God is like water. Jesus said to the man, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And the word Siloam means sent. And that there's a sent company in the earth today. There is a company of apostles and prophets who are sent into the earth today to cause a washing to take place. There's a washing that's going on right now in the body of Christ. There's a washing going on in the church. People are seeing more than they saw before. And I declare to you, the Lord has come to cause a washing of your eyes. Because some of us we've got mud in our eyes. Our vision is blurred and murky, and we're seeing the dirt, and we're seeing other people's dirt, and we look around in our society and all we're seeing is violence, and all we're seeing is murder, and all we're seeing is instability, and government is in disorder, and you look at that muddy situation, you can get discouraged. But come, let's go wash in the pool of Siloam. Let's go wash in a pool that God has dedicated for us. He's calling us to a new place. He says, come and wash with me. Come and wash. I want to cleanse you. I want to purify you. I want to make you whole. I want to cause your eyes to see today. I want to bring you out of your prison. I want to bring you out of your jail, because I'm a God of love. I'm a God of mercy. I'm a God of forgiveness. I'm a God of restoration. I pray for you today that God will give you vision. I pray he will give you his restoration. I pray he will give you his peace. I pray he will restore you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I bless my friend and I pray for vision.
I pray for vision. I pray for vision. I pray for restoration. I pray you will open our eyes. Open our eyes. I pray you will send angels and walk into that room where that mother is, where that family is, where that gentleman is, and you will touch them in the name of Jesus. And Pastor Kelvin Muhammad, I'm so glad you joined us today. Remember, you can call us at 636-1307. Apostolic City Church is located in Coover. Why don't you come and be with us this morning? Our meeting this morning is at 8 a.m. and we have our second meeting at 10:30. One at 8 a.m. and the other at 10:30. You can join us. We are located in Coover, upstairs Royal Castle, Southern Main Road, Coover. Come and be part of what God is doing. Call us at 636-1307. We love you. Have a great day. Be victorious. Jesus is opening the eyes of the blind man. God bless you and your family. In Jesus' name.